You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What a world! Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from Writers, your humble host, Don of The Ocho. It is Thursday, the third day, August 4th, 2022. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and I know that you are excited because the Dallas Cowboys did something. That's right. I know Jess told you about it on Dallas Cowboys Daily here today. By the way, I am loving it. I hope you are too. If you did not know, Dallas Cowboys Daily, the first podcast that drops in your feed every single weekday to get you caught up on all the latest Dallas Cowboys news. And today there's a lot of news because the Dallas Cowboys on Wednesday afternoon brought in a notable veteran free agent. Anthony Barr, linebacker extraordinaire, four-time Pro Bowler, has spent his entire career with the Minnesota Vikings to date, now a member of my Dallas Cowboys, your Dallas Cowboys, our Dallas Cowboys. I did a live show on our YouTube channel about this, but obviously we had to talk about it here. I know some of you watch those shows and are able to catch them, but it's a big deal. I mean, this is arguably the most impactful veteran free agent who the Dallas Cowboys have signed all offseason, and I know it took until the third day in August for that to happen, but I think that they deserve a lot of credit. I know that I can be critical of the Cowboys, but this is a great signing. And it's not great in that, oh, wow, Anthony Barr is going to come in and have 12 sacks, or Anthony Barr is going to come in and revolutionize or change this defense or whatever the case may be. It's great because this is not an issue right now. And yes, they still have other issues, and we'll get there. But we've been saying for a long time, the reason we wanted Bobby Wagner, obviously Bobby Wagner was a big name, but the reason we cared about that position, the reason we advocated for linebackers, the reason we talked about N'Kobe Dean or however you want to look at it, we've talked about that position in a number of different ways. And we're excited about Damone Clark. And I know that Jerry has been optimistic about him, but if we're being conservative, it's difficult to expect something from him this season. To get to the point, the reason why we have highlighted the linebacker position is because it is not an issue right now. If everything stays status quo, the Dallas Cowboys linebacker group is very solid. Micah Parsons on his own makes them one of the very best linebacking groups in the NFL. But the problem, it's not a problem, but the problem with Micah Parsons is he is not your classic linebacker. He's better than that. He's evolved. He is too talented to be held to and limited to one position. Micah Parsons rushes the passer. We know he does a number of different things. And so when Micah Parsons is not available to you, or if, God forbid, something were to happen or you have to play without him, whatever the case may be, you have to always be preparing for a number of different things. This team is counting on Leighton Vander Esch. This team is counting on Jabril Cox. And there are arguments to be made. I can sit here and I can argue for Leighton or for Jabril. Leighton Vander Esch did play every single game last season. That is awesome. But prior to that, in 2019 and 2020, played a combined 19 games. That was a big reason why a year and a half ago, the Cowboys did not pick up his fifth-year option. Jabril Cox is coming off of a torn ACL. As Michael Gelkin said on First and 10 right before camp started, he wasn't playing a ton of defensive snaps before he got hurt. And that's not to say that it's not going to happen. He's obviously having a great camp, and we believe in him. But, you know, he's on a pitch count, right, because he got hurt. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to get hurt. Where are these things are going to happen? And so I love this because it fortifies a position group on the team that we already have a high level of confidence in. It raises the floor that much more. And I know that there are people saying, well, you know, Anthony Barr, this would have been great 5 years ago. This would have been awesome in 2019 when he signed with the Jets. Is he one of the best defensive players in the NFL now? No, but he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be on this team. Is he a great coverage linebacker? No. I love this because we still, you know, if we look at the positions that have had people pop so far throughout camp, and it's just camp, right? Like, you know, anything can change. But I think we're all still just a little bit worried about the right side, you know, of the defensive line and where that pressure is going to come from. There have been positive moments and some strides made by Sam Williams. There have been okay moments from Dorrance Armstrong. We have not really seen Dante Fowler Jr. pop in any real way. I know the Cowboys had reported interest in Tack McKinley, and we'll see if that happens. But I love this. Anthony Barr comes in. He raises your floor. He gives you another body. He gives you veteran presence, somebody who's been there, has done that, who can give you another pass rushing option. It checks a number of different boxes. And again, it addresses a problem that does not exist. I recognize and realize that everyone is sitting here saying, well, you know, what are they doing signing linebackers? They need a wide receiver. Yeah, wide receiver is an issue. But what, you know what? It wouldn't be an issue. And I know I've said this on shows and videos that we've done, you know, and I'm not, I don't like to, you know, victory lap, but you know I had said prior to camp that I wanted the Cowboys to add at the receiver position. A lot of people have said that, right? And we all said that before Michael Gallup said that he was not going to be playing in week one. We all said that before James Washington got hurt. So that need has only been magnified and exacerbated, right? And if the Cowboys had added in the way that we wanted them to, right, then that would not be the problem that it is right now, which is why I'm talking about, you got to address problems before they become problems, because then you're up against it. Then you're sitting here in this moment and you're saying, well, why haven't you added a wide receiver? That's this glaring need. Of course it's this glaring need, but you have to be able to look at this all of the time, and you have to be able to extrapolate and look into the future and see what's going to happen and understand and project and all sorts of things. That's what elite NFL front offices do, and we haven't seen that disposition from this team. And I'm not trying to sit here and take shots, because they deserve mega props for bringing in Anthony Barr. They've been connected to him for a long time. He had reportedly wanted $11 million. They got him to take a deal worth $2 million, worth up to $3 million with incentives. Congratulations. Round of applause. Big time kudos, Cowboys. You earned it. But now we want you to take that same idea, that same philosophy, that same disposition, and apply it to other position groups on your roster. Apply it to wide receiver. And that's the thing. If we apply it to wide receiver ourselves here, and we're all sitting here saying, right, okay, this team needs a wideout because week one is whatever it is. I know just told you 40 days away. Okay, you're about a month away from the season opener. You need a receiver because you're not going to have Michael Gallup or James Washington. You cannot do this, in all likelihood, with CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Tolbert, and Noah Brown. So go get somebody who can help you right now. I'm totally down for that, right? Go get Will Fuller, Emmanuel Sanders, T.Y. Hilton, Cole Beasley. Pick your favorite. It's like ice cream, like people say all the time when it comes to the NFL draft. Shout out Brian Broaddus. But go get Odell Beckham. You know what Odell Beckham is? Odell Beckham is the future problem solver, right? Go get both. Go get the here and now, the plug and play solution here for the moment, and get the future insurance. You know, it's like when you buy, a tablet or a phone or a gaming console, and they're like, oh, do you want the Apple Care or the insurance or whatever? And you're like, I don't want that. I don't need that. Nothing's going to happen. And then something crazy happens, right? And you're like, oh, I should have gotten the insurance. It was $7, and I didn't get it because I was feeling lazy, and I am mad at myself. Do it. I mean, and a lot of people, you know, I understand that I have been critical of this team. And so there are people who I think are actually overly critical of the Cowboys right now, saying, well, look, he's not going to do anything. Like, why are you getting excited? Like, look at what they're paying him. They clearly don't believe in him. They had $22 million in salary cap space. What is that? How is that benefiting you and I? I mean, how is that benefiting this team to have $22 million in salary cap space just sitting there, right? I would rather have $20 million in salary cap space just sitting there. And Anthony Barr, I would rather have that. I really would. And this was only possible because Aaron Hansford passed his physical and was therefore promoted from the pup list and was waived on Wednesday before this news. And it's unfortunate for him. We're rooting for him and for him to catch on somewhere else. But there's no, I mean, with all due respect to Aaron Hansford, you would rather have Anthony Barr. You would rather have Anthony Barr and $2 million less on your salary cap than the situation you were in. And so all told, this works great. So again, use this same philosophy, apply it to wide receiver, apply it to swing tackle. Go get you another swing tackle, because right now you're in a bit of a bind. Right now you're counting on Josh Ball. And what we've said, this roster, there's no question, it is talented. This roster has lots of points of potential, but this roster is very top heavy, right? This roster is like a house of cards where you push one thing and it's all going to come tumbling down. And that's evidenced by the reaction that we've all had to James Washington. He was not even part of the top part of the roster. Again, no disrespect intended, but you push that card down and now it's a matter of like, what are you going to do at receiver? What pass catching options do you have? You got to play Noah Brown. I mean, don't allow that to be the case. You know, I know that the Cowboys did not achieve what we wanted them to last season, but a big reason why they were able to survive throughout the second half of the season, and I know that the offense somewhat cratered, they dealt with all sorts of injuries to and COVID issues, obviously, at their wide receiver position, with Michael Gallup being out at the beginning, and then CeeDee Lamb, and then obviously Amari, that was the COVID situation. The reason they were able to weather all those storms was because they had so many. They had those three dudes. And so get more dudes. That is the philosophy. And that's how I feel. I think Anthony Barr is, he's not a dude in the same way that Micah Parsons is a dude. He's not a dude in the same way that even Jabril Cox is a dude. He provides his own dude-ness. I think Anthony Barr does. Again, veteran presence, stable, high floor option, and reportedly turned down more money from the Denver Broncos to play with Dan Quinn, Gus Edwards. I love this. This is not quite all in or anything like that. Again, they deserve a lot of credit. They deserve a lot of props, but you know, let's not throw a parade. But this is closer to that. And this is what I said on the live show. This helps me, and I think you believe that they are taking this seriously. That this Anthony Barr move is taking things more seriously. So take them all seriously. You know what I mean? I'm hopeful that starts to happen. Maybe we'll see things kind of start to move and groove and develop a little bit more as training camp continues to wear on. It's possible that they really just want to see what they have in their young wide receiver options. They really want to kind of give them time, and they feel like, you know, with a number of players on the market, I've written about this week. I've talked about it. I've done TikToks about it. You know, there's five wide receiver options that I think we'd all be cool with. Odell we would be cool with, but again, that wouldn't fix the problem in the here and now. But the four that do, you know, plug and play, Cole Beasley, Emmanuel Sanders, T.Y. Hilton, Will Fuller, pick whichever one is your favorite. I think we would, if I asked you to rank those, right, if I said rank these four in terms of most preferred to least preferred, even if they signed number four on your list, you would be happy. You would be thrilled. You would be pumped. You would be pleased because the Cowboys would have gone out and added to that position group where they need somebody. So, you know, if Cole Beasley or Emmanuel Sanders or Will Fuller or T.Y. Hilton wind up signing elsewhere tomorrow, there are three other options left. And Odell Beckham Jr. is still an option for the future. And you can argue that that's a little bit irresponsible to kind of treat it that way, but it's possible that they feel that way. I mean, they did technically succeed in landing Anthony Barr. It would have been awesome. It would have made us feel better. We would have had less stress if they had done this a month or 2 months ago. But maybe they would have paid more. Maybe they would have paid more. And, you know, they stockpiled all this money, right? They wanted to. They clearly wanted to do that. They stockpiled all this money for this moment. And so if that's what you did, Cowboys, if you just made sure to, you know, store up for the winter, all right, well, the winter months are here. I know that it's really hot outside, but the winter months are here, and you need to start spending this. You did it on Anthony Barr. Let's go do it. Let's go get ourselves a receiver. Let's go get ourselves a tackle. Let's go get ourselves a kicker. You got the money to spend. You know what I mean? This is, you know what it kind of feels like? I've never had this happen to me, but like, you know, when like you see or hear or read that somebody won, like, I don't know, they get like 10 minutes to like roll through a grocery store. Like, I know they have like game shows like that or whatever. They got 10 minutes to roll through a grocery store and spend $1,000, or like Toys R Us. I remember seeing things like that when I was a kid. So you see them just like, they're like pushing the basket, they're right, and they're just like, you know, dumping stuff in, like boom, 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 boom. That's how it is. All right, let's just do that. We got the basket. Somebody say go. Let's run through and let's dump it in. Wide receiver here, swing tackle here, kicker there. Let's get another linebacker while we're at it. Let's you know what I mean? Like, let's not wait until something is a problem the way we've done here with receiver and tackle and kicker. Let's learn from that. Let's be proactive. Let's be forward thinking the way we're being here with the defense and the pass rush group and the linebacker, etc. And everything will be good. we'll all be happy. We'll all be thrilled. We'll all be excited if you can just do things that way. So, very good day, all considered. Very, very successful day for the Dallas Cowboys. I really believe they deserve a lot of kudos and a lot of props. And so, you know, today belongs to them, right? I mean, I'm recording this on Wednesday. Yesterday belongs to them. But now we need to see some more, all right? You showed us you can do it, all right? You got an A on this test. this was the first test of the 6 weeks of the semester. We got another one. So that means we got to buckle down. We got to study. We got to do it all over again. We can do this. I believe in you. I believe in you. Shout out to Stephen Jones. Seriously. Well done. Well done. We are smack dab in the middle of football season. I know it's only training camp, but we have football content coming at the wazoo. We are so pumped to offer you so many different, you know, different ways of football content, different types of football content. If you're a podcast listener, we have two different shows that come out every single day here on the Blog on the Boys Podcast Network. I'm going to say that again. Monday, you get two different shows. Tuesday, two different shows. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that is a total of 10 different shows. I'm on several of them. So if you like hearing me talk about the Cowboys, you get to hear that. 10 different shows all throughout a given week. That is aside from our daily update, where we make sure that you are caught up on all the latest, because I know sometimes days are busy. You had the kids, you had a work thing, and you couldn't be on Twitter, you couldn't read stuff, you feel like you're behind. So we make sure you have that update first thing in the mornings. It's about 5 to 7 minutes long at the most to make sure that you get your fill. That's just on the podcast side. We have a YouTube channel, the Blog of the Boys YouTube channel, where we have daily live shows. I do a live show every single day there, so if you want to talk, you want to interact, we can do that. You can obviously catch the rewatch whenever you have time. If you don't have time to be a part of them live, you know, hurts my feelings just a little bit, but it's totally fine. If you are more of the quick type of content, we're on social media. We have a Facebook page. We're on Twitter. Look for Blog of the Boys on either one of those. I do a lot of TikToks and Instagram. So if you want, you know, the information really quickly, 60 seconds or less, my TikTok is RJ.Ochoa. My Instagram is RJOchoa. I hate that I have that dot, that period on TikTok. I'm just so bothered by it. But videos coming out there all day long, every single day as well. If you have any thoughts, comments, questions, points of constructive criticism, you just want to talk, maybe you have a recipe you want to share, I would love that. rj.ochoa@sbnation.com is how you can email me. If you have not yet, please do subscribe here to the Blog on the Boys Podcast Network, wherever you're getting your podcasts, Apple devices, Spotify. I know some of you use other ones, TuneIn, Stitcher, whatever the case may be. If you are an Apple user, I appreciate the Spotify listeners who want to do this, but the Apple users, if you can leave us a rating and if you can write us a review, those things mean the world to us. And I know it takes 10 seconds. I try to rate and review all the podcasts I listen to as well because I want to show love. That would be awesome, and that would make my heart smile. Anthony Barr makes my heart smile, and I cannot believe I'm about to say this sentence. On Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, Stephen Jones made my heart smile. You make my heart smile. I hope you have the best day ever. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you have the greatest Thursday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.